Those long lines, not to mention all those replacement candidates, mean officials may not announce the results of today's recall election for some time. It's expected to be days before all the votes are counted and weeks before the results are officially certified. So the public and the media will likely be left with exit polls, surveys which have proved troublesome in the last two national elections. Mark Baldessari is the director of research at the Public Policy Institute of California. He says there are two big exit polls being conducted today.
The Los Angeles Times is conducting an exit poll, and they've been in the exit polling business for more than two decades. And a consortium of the national networks is conducting exit polls as well. And that's, of course, quite unusual for the consortium because they're usually involved in national elections, but the recall has taken on such a life of its own that I suppose they think it's newsworthy to conduct an exit poll.
And have the networks given some indication of how quickly they may make those polling results available?
We haven't heard of any, but typically the results start coming out as soon as the polls are closed. And if the election is closed, it may be a long time before we know whether those exit polls give us any indication of the winner or not. If there's a sufficient margin, you know, on the yes and no vote and on the replacement vote, then we may find out within the first half hour to an hour of after the polls close.
It seems like a number of news organizations have gotten a bit gun-shy about relying on exit polls after the confusion of the 2000 election and certainly after the fiasco in 2002 when the exit polling software completely broke down and results were useless. Do you expect that to affect how news organizations announce results tonight? I mean, do you think they'll be more cautious than they may have been before and really wait until a clear winner is known, which may take quite a long time?
Oh, I think that we can expect caution on the part of the exit polls this evening because the importance of the exit polls can't be underestimated from the people who closely follow and watch elections because it's not so much their ability to predict the outcome, but it's the ability to tell us among various groups in the state how did they end up both in terms of supporting the recall and choosing a replacement candidate. How did the Latino vote? How did the African American vote? How did young adults vote in California? And how did independent voters, a very substantial segment of the population, vote in this election? So it's that ability to analyze and interpret what actually went on an election night other than just simply counting the votes in different geographic areas that is really provides a great deal of useful information.
I suppose there are a couple of scenarios of how this could play out in terms of what is known when. Mm-hmm. Because of the way the ballot is constructed with these two parts, if it's close in one area, for example, a network may be able to say, well, mm-hmm. if the recall passes, then here is your next governor because mm-hmm. this person got far more votes than anybody else. But we're still not sure whether the recall actually passed. It could be that Governor Davis is still governor.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see exactly how the networks handle that issue and whether they will only release information when there's certainty about both parts of the ballot or if one part is more certain than the other, then they'll release that information.
And because it may take quite a long time for the official count to be done, it sounds like the best information that may be available for some time is whatever is gleaned from the exit polls.
That's true. And in particular, the exit polls will give us some good clues as to key voting segments. How did they respond to this recall?
Well, Mark Baldessari, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Mark Baldessari is Director of Research at the Public Policy Institute of California. He spoke with us from San Francisco.